Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 198, episode 3 of Two Daily Zeitgeist, production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I pod alone in closet rooms. I never thought I'd meet a guest like you. Meet a guest like you. With auburn hair and tawny eyes. But who cares, cause you brought me a 2-liter and I chugged Woo! Cause I may. I just chugged. I chugged all night and day. I belched for half a day. All right. Ooh. That is courtesy of Neil DeWeed Tyson. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Oh, do you not feel so well today? Ooh. But with this vax, I'm feeling better. Ooh.
Okay, shout out to me. I was listening to Frank Ocean as it looked like a tornado came through my room because it was so messy or whatever those lyrics are. And just always reading about vaccination rates. Everything is becoming about vaccines. Mm. So shout out to my loneliness.
You got that booster coming through.
Yeah.
Eight months later, I'm going to fight for that Moderna this time.
You can fuck around and pick and choose.
I don't know. I hope so.
I mean, God, that would be so American of us to be like, oh no, you can't mix them.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, we gotta tell people. What's.
I just found out that the Moderna like survives at 0 degrees, while the Pfizer needs like -60 degrees, so it needs to be on dry ice.
Mm.
And so, I was at my 5-year-old's optometrist appointment today, and the doctor was telling me all this shit. He had lots of thoughts on the vaccine.
He's like, yeah, they don't work, man.
He was like, did you feel sick after you got it? Nah, I don't know if it survived. You might need to go get that Moderna. I was like, this is not helping.
Oh, for real? It was like that? He's like, if you didn't feel fucked up, you may have got a bunk dose.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But he is a optometrist, so
yeah.
Who knows?
With a Blue Lives Matter flag as his eye test, so a little shaky.
Anyways, Miles, should we do the live show?
Real quick.
Before we get to
live show plugs.
We have a live show. It is a week from yesterday, August 25th, 6 p.m. Pacific. No. This
episode comes out a week on Wednesday.
Yeah. Is it on Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday? I thought it was Tuesday.
It's on the 25th, which is Wednesday.
Oh, shit. All right.
Oh, no.
Did you schedule boy. Something? Oh, man. So... Miles is going to be hosting a live show of the Daily Zeitgeist. No, I'll be there.
Come through.
I will be there.
Yes.
August 25th, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. We are bringing you the year 2000 in a live streaming, audio, visual, interactive. We will be interacting with you. Extravaganza.
Pull people from the chat. Pull the chat.
Yes.
Take questions from the chat.
To be on
it's
your toes.
Be wild.
We haven't planned anything, so we're kind of hoping that you guys bring something to the table.
Yeah, like a lot of facts about 2000. Like, hey, what was like the best movie then? In the chat,
Shrek,
real quick.
Dude.
Yeah,
you know that.
That's right. But that's you can also count on us having special guest Chris Crofton, the cold brew god, coming through with his takes. And again, if you can't make it at 6 p.m. or 9 Eastern, wherever you are in the world, don't worry about it because it's going to be video on demand. Just make sure you got your ticket. So go get your ticket at momenthouse.com/thedailyzeitgeist. Boom.
momenthouse.com/thedailyzeitgeist. And we will have the link to the tickets in the description of this episode. So, check out the footnotes. Miles, we are thrilled and fortunate and blessed to be joined by the very funny actor, writer, comedian, and director who stars in the hilarious show Campfire Confessions, which everyone should go check out. Please welcome the hilarious and talented Shannon Coffey!
Podcast, podcast. I want to guest on podcast. Podcast, yeah. Do we know what song it is?
In an pod, you're gone.
Yeah! Sorry, boom. I just really wanted to get Hanson in there real quick.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Tulsa, they're Oklahoma. Cool. Woo! Best.
Are you from Tulsa?
No, not at all. I'm from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like...
Yeah, I remember really liking Hanson in Puerto Rico and being like, they won't come here.
Yeah.
Please, nobody will come here.
And then you're like, then I have to go to them.
Yeah.
I think one of them works in production or something. A friend of mine who works in commercials. Like, I work with the youngest Hanson brother who wasn't even in the band.
Oh, wow.
Host. Yeah.
Like, well, really there's like kid, 14 kid. Of them.
Oh, makes really?
Sense. Okay.
Yeah, they come from a really big family. So, yeah. I'm sure...
Is that awkward, you think, for them? When the three blew up?
Yeah,
no, like, maybe. To have a big-ass family and then, like, three of them are doing... I mean, I say this as, like, an only child, so I have no concept of siblings at all. Because I'm like, man, if there was one other motherfucker getting the attention of the parents, I would flip out.
Well, I think it's less awkward for the Hansons because it was, like, the three older siblings, and then the rest of them were a lot, like, younger and not doing music. I think it's not as awkward as it is for the Jonas Brothers, where it's four of them and three of them are in the band, and there's just that one guy who's like...
Yeah.
Wilbur
Jonas.
Kind of hot.
Yeah. Upstanding guy.
He's doing great, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See? Then
yeah.
I think it's less awkward because their older brother is Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dateline.
That was his passion. And the other siblings were like, we kind of don't care what people do.
Why don't you take a seat right there? Are you Guitar Freak 69?
Yes.
Shannon, what's new with you? Where are you in this great country?
Ooh, I'm in LA and Los Angeles in my studio apartment with my two cats.
Hell yeah.
What are your cat names?
Cinna, which is short for Cinnamon Girl. I didn't name her, but that was what her previous owner named her. And we will keep the name because she's 19.
So
I'd like to change that. And then
19?
Look at her. She's so cute. And then I have Zook, who's a pandemic kitten I got. And I got him because a psychic told me Cat Psychic told me that Cinna wanted a kitten specifically.
I'm sorry, Cat Psychic?
Yeah, so Cinna was like yelling throughout like every night. She'd just be like, Mom! And I was like,
oh, yeah, one of my cats does that.
What's happening? And I took her to the vet and they were like, nothing's up. She's fine. Must be like some kind of like emotional thing that she's trying to express to you. So after a long time of trying to figure it out, I linked up with a Cat Psychic and she was like, she was in tune with like some of Cinna's like physical, like arthritis and what legs she had pain in. So I was like, okay, this is legit. And then
being broadly, like, I think your 19-year-old cat might have arthritis rather than like, yeah. How's the arthritis in her rear hind leg?
The right leg. She guessed it. And she guessed a couple other things. So I was like, okay, I'm going to believe her. I know, right? You're right. Oh, I'm a sucker.
We're 25. You got hind in 4, 15, or whatever they're called.
But she did say like, oh, Cinna really wants a kitten in her life, specifically a kitten. And I'm like, okay, I normally don't adopt kittens. I like older cats just because kittens get, you know, they get picked up everywhere.
Yeah.
But I brought home this cool ass dude. His name is Zook, which is short for Zuccarello. He's named after Zuccarello from the New York Rangers, who isn't on the Rangers anymore. Mm. But Cinna doesn't like Zook that much.
Are you a big hockey fan or is that just that's what Zook's name was already?
Right.
No, I named Zook because I love Zuccarello. My family is obsessed with hockey and they love the Rangers. And I'm not into hockey, but as a member of this 4-person family, I gotta like be present to the likes and the hobbies.
Right.
So I just choose the things that I like within hockey, which is bodies and people with nice hair. So I'm like, yeah, that guy's hot. I like that guy. That's my
hockey
guy.
Hair rules. Hockey. Yeah. Hockey definitely has the best hair.
I was a big fan of Brian Leetch on the New York Rangers. I was a defenseman. I played hockey for like 16 years. And I had like in hockey, like you can buy like pro models of like a blade that you can affix to like a shaft, like an aluminum or graphite shaft, because everybody likes a different curve on the stick. And I would always rock the Brian Leetch signature heel curve blade for my hockey stick. So shout out the Rangers.
Damn. Wow. That's cool. I would definitely go full Casey Jones if I had one of those blades and just start fighting crime on the streets.
Well, what's stopping you? Aside from revealing that you're that person now. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think actually aren't they rebooting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again? I think I should be cast as Casey Jones.
Absolutely.
I've seen no problem.
I think
with that
would be fucking awesome. And I have a good hockey jersey. I just need the stick.
Right.
Okay, so
and that is usually what they take into account when they're casting a role is like, well, how much of the wardrobe do you have?
Do you have already?
Actually, you think that that's a joke, but it's so true. As an actor, people are always asking you to just bring your own wardrobe. And I want to say, fuck that. Please stop making me lug my own clothes places.
Right. Like, can you bring like 17 looks?
Yeah, and you're like, no. Are you going to pay me that fee for a wardrobe person?
No. What are you talking about? Like a kit fee for bringing? No. Oh. Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Before we move along, what was the Cat Psychic correct? How have Zook and Cinna gotten along?
The Cat Psychic was wrong. Cinna does not like Zook.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry, Zook. Where is he? He's like, don't tell me this. Yeah, I could send you a million videos of Zook. Zook is obsessed with Cinna, and he like always loves to put his paw on her belly and like try to touch her. And
so
she's
cute.
Just like, ah. But yeah, she lost her 2 upper fangs recently and she tries to bite him and it's just this very sad.
Oh, it's like gummy.
It's like, yeah. And he's like, cool. Thanks for the violence.
This but, is hard.
Yeah, it is very fun though to watch them interact.
That's great. All right, Shannon, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. Just a couple of things we're talking about. We're going to do another school update from around the country, how the return to school is working out. In the South, where they have already returned to school. We are going to talk about businesses that aren't making it easy to get vaccinated, which is cool. We'll talk about the xenophobes of America uniting at their favorite place to unite, Fox News. We'll talk about Google wanting to cut pay for people who are working from home and Lady Gaga not helping the dog walker who was shot protecting her dogs, or whether she should. We'll discuss. It'll be a debate. All of that, plenty more. But first, Shannon, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Oh, well, man, I'm going to just be like a little boring freak here. But yeah, the last thing I Googled was last night, how to get cat pee out of a shoe.
Uh-huh.
Because, yes, Cinna did one of her, like, cool screams, and I was like, oh, what's up? And then I turned around, and she was just peeing into my Reeboks, and I was like, oh, that's a choice.
Okay. What do you, I mean, is there a technique, like, to, yeah, because in my mind, I'm like, will you take the insole out, and then you spray it the fuck down with, like, some kind of enzymatic cleaner liquid?
My first idea was, oh, you burn them. it's like not the answer, apparently. I was like, you burn them, and then the Dark Lord like just replaces them when you go to bed. He'll put them under your pillow
in the back.
Right,
but that's not what they suggested. They just suggested putting baking soda, filling it with baking soda, and then letting it absorb it, and then you dust it out. Then you burn them and give them to the Dark Lord.
right. Oh, so you use that to draw the moisture out.
Yeah.
With the baking soda. Okay. And then, because look, I have cats that like to do protest peeing a lot.
Yeah.
So I've gotten I go through bottles of like urine gone. It's like this odor spray. Shit works. Look, somebody who's tried it all. And I don't mean to make this an ad.
Come on. We can always have another sponsor.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Urine Gone. Works on humans too.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually sprayed that on my genitals and my urethra just dried up. It's gone.
No,
it's urine gone. Yeah,
no need.
I don't know how long I have to live now, but.
Yeah. But you're saying your doctor thinks you've become septic already?
So, I mean, I really want to play Casey Jones reboot. So I hope I live long enough to get cast.
Yes.
They're like, hey, what? Quick, here's a rewrite pitch. What if Casey Jones reeked of pee because one of his powers was that he didn't have to pee because he sprayed urine gone on down there and then it made him not pee anymore? I'm sorry, what? Yeah.
Wait,
I'll just bring my wardrobe. All right,
yeah, it's fine. Here's my box of wardrobe. If you didn't have a urethra, you'd definitely sweat your urine though, right?
I mean, I think you'd die, but if we were like, I guess living in if it was a video game version of the human body, I guess if you destroyed the urethra, then the pee would come out your sweat glands. I don't know. Look, we're not doctors. But if you are, please give us a really straightforward medical answer. What happens aside from obviously you would be poisoning yourself because you have no way to excrete your waste.
I'm just thinking about pee-pee tears now. Can you imagine if every time you cried, like urine just came down?
Yeah. Another reason for men not to cry.
Yeah. What is something you think is overrated, Chen?
Ooh, overrated. I'm going to say being friends with your neighbors. You know, because people are always like, be friends with your neighbors, create a community. You have people there for you. It's like, yeah, I have people knocking on my door all day asking me for favors. It's like, I feel like I went hard. I'm like a big, like, say hi to people in the hallways, like make a chatty conversation. And you know what? Now, like, legit, like, we've swapped keys. There's people being, like, literally, I wouldn't be surprised if people were like, oh, my God, I forgot to flush the turd I left, and I left for work. Could you go and, like, get in there and flush it for me? And I'd be like, no!
Wait.
Boundaries!
All right, so you started off, you're a very positive person, you like engaging with people, but it slowly started turning into, like, this is a little bit, now we're kind of, you're kind of having me do shit for you. This isn't just kind of, like, friendly reciprocity. Like, what's some shit that you've been, you know, what's the situation you've been forced into due to your kindness?
All right. I have a neighbor who's probably listening, who just constantly goes out on trips and makes me take care of their cats.
What?
Oh, fuck. No.
One time I was like, oh, I can't. I'm sick. This was true. I was like, I'm sick. I actually haven't even been able to get up and like to feed myself. And they're like, oh, well, we already left. So like, please feed them. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Yes.
That's wild.
And I'm not even kidding. I'd be listening.
Oh, no.
Like, well, that's definitely lack of boundaries.
I was they were like knocking, and I'm in this acting class that's on Zoom, and you do like 3 to 4 hours every single day. And I was like, hey, I'm in rehearsal. And they pushed the door open and like looked around to like prove that I was lying. And I was like, whoa, it's on a computer.
Oh my God.
You need to chill.
That's like a relationship I've only seen in sitcoms of people who, like the neighbor who is that pushy. That's
just strolls into, and you're like, oh, here they come.
I don't watch sitcoms. I'm not into them at all. And yet okay, my life bored. Really, yeah, you know me. but like my life really does take a sitcom energy.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need to watch them. You live it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get panicked when I have to ask people to help me with shit.
That's how I am.
Because I'm like, oh my God, like I already asked them I remember they watched my cats 3 years ago. I can't go back to them.
Yeah. Right.
Even though I brought back like bottles of wine in thanks to be like, thank you for keeping my animals alive. But I am always like, I'll fight with my partner. I'll be like, well, you got to ask somebody this time. We've been doing my homies the last 8 times. You got to do it this time because I can't.
Yeah.
And that's me. Panic.
I fly out my family members. Like I've flown out my super exaggerated because Sid is also like super high maintenance. So I like did an apartment swap with my dad once when I took a job because I was like, you need to take care of her. She's your granddaughter.
Right.
And so I usually just like literally fly out my family to take care of my cats.
Yeah. Hate to hear about those pesky neighbors. But yeah, otherwise it's good to know. Yeah, it's good to know who you live around too. And then sometimes you'll discover, maybe they don't want to live near, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But I gotta know who I live around.
I know a lot of the hot goss. That's for sure. Yeah. I feel like I really got like, especially in quarantine, like I live in a 42 unit building.
Right.
So it's like, oh my gosh.
You got stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a neighbor across the street from us who is wild and usually drunk and loves to talk to us no matter what, to the point that I have like coping mechanisms for getting to the car without, like, when he's out on his front porch, which is almost always.
Yo, is his name Richard?
No.
Oh, because I lived across the street from you were describing this neighbor I had years ago who was always out on his porch. And if you came home when he was drinking, you had to go have a drink with him.
Yeah.
Dude, come on. What are you doing? Yeah. Go. Yeah. Yeah, I got vanilla stoli, man. Yeah. And you're like, oh, fuck. And then I remember Her Majesty, she'd be like, yo, I can't go out there right now. He's going to ask me. And I remember I would have to periodically entertain the invite so I could say no the next 15 times.
Right,
you
know what I mean? Right.
Like, all right, I'll come over this time. But, you know, I'm going to tell you the next 3 months, I'm going to say fuck that, though, because I got shit to do.
Right.
I do the thing where I pretend that like everything is really bad and I'm going through the worst time of my life. And then they like remember it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to like remember that lie I told on the fly. Because I'm like, oh, things are really bad for me. I can't have this conversation. Like,
right.
Yeah. And then, you know, it just is, it's very bad.
How's your father's ankles?
Like, what? He doesn't have ankles. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Exactly. What is something you think is underrated?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to be real nasty and say ice in milk. But what are your choice of milk? I really love oat milk and I love putting ice in oat milk. It's so refreshing. I drink like 2 glasses of milk every night, I feel like.
Wow.
Not bad. I know that. It's because at school, I remember I would always drink non-fat milk because it was the closest thing to water.
Yeah.
Like at school, you didn't have an option. It's like, here's your fucking
Boxo.
Iceberg lettuce with ham and and drink this milk. And I was like, fuck, man, I wish I could get a cup of ice water. And the milk would be the only shit that was cold. So I would always drink 2 fucking things of non-fat milk. But that gave me a taste for cold milk. So I would drink like just straight up regular milk with ice in it because I would drink it fast enough that it wasn't diluted. But I felt like ice fucking cold milk.
So good.
Basically like melted ice cream without the sugar. Yeah,
it doesn't really dilute that quick. Like it's so delicious and refreshing and just makes me feel wholesome and good and loved.
Wasn't there a thing like with Oatly where people were like, it's actually not that healthy, even though it's not milk. It's just like oat beverage.
Like, I think milk it's because oat beverage. There's rapeseed oil in it, which is like a scary name and also just really bad for your body.
Mm.
But I don't know. We'd be dying anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible for you, but it's definitely not like the super food that maybe people think it is. Either way, chocolate Oatly, I love.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever fuck with warm milk? Have you ever?
Jack, stop. Warm milk?
That's a thing. I remember it was a thing like in the, I first saw it on like a rerun of a like black and white era sitcom, and they just chronically had warm milk before like, going to bed.
Oh, so like Happy Gilmore style. She's like, could I trouble for you a glass of warm milk?
Yes, exactly.
Like, you can like, trouble me for a warm glass and shut the hell up.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I also just, our coffee maker like broke. So we got a new one that has the little like milk foaming nozzle on it.
Oh,
real
shit.
Fancy.
Okay.
But now, yeah, now you have a lot of leftover warm milk. So I've been sipping on that and it is kind of relaxing. I gotta say, yeah, it's not bad.
I love frothing my milk. I just feel like the milk becomes bubbles and then you're just like sucking on air. And I suck on enough air, okay? When I want milk.
Yeah.
Not air sucking.
Yeah. Fucking, it's like, dude, I had enough of that, bitch. I do that constantly with or without my own consent.
Yeah.
I can't stop breathing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's also legal for me to make myself stop breathing. Let's talk about that. No.
Breathing is so annoying.
Yeah, it really is. But I just want to see my lungs, you know? I wish you could just like pull out your lungs and just be like, what is in here? Like,
quick check.
Yeah. Because I've like accidentally like inhaled so many like things. I just want to see if it got lodged or if it's been, you know, absorbed by the...
What do you mean, like a micro machine toy or something?
Anything, yeah. I would love to just put a little camera in there on my own time. I don't want to go to the doctor and pay for it, you know?
I'm trying to get an MRI scan.
Yeah, I'm done with those people. I just want to do my own doctoring.
Why can't I have a friend with a GoPro?
There's always great stories of people getting shit lodged in there, like literally inhaling a like frosty spoon or... We did an article back at Cracked about like weirdest things removed from people's body. And there was a plant, like a seed. Someone had inhaled a seed and there's a plant growing in someone's lung that they had to get removed.
Oh, my God.
Which is pretty cool.
Damn. I would have kept it.
I know. For real.
I just would have been like.
Also like, yo, so this thing grew without light?
Yeah, like, I know.
Wow. Yeah, we need that plant.
That could.
What plant is that one so we can all get it?
That's a great question.
It's the new air plant. Dude, get a lung plant.
Well, I mean, they said that that was the best way to fight COVID. I think if we remember foremost medical expert Donald Trump in the early days, that you could just kill it by exposing it to sunlight.
Yeah, some sunlight.
So if you just get some sunlight into your lungs.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy that's why I got windows in my place. I put them in just during this pandemic. I was like, oh, shit, let me put a little window here.
There you go. All right. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and school is back down south, as we've mentioned, but we're just kind of keeping tabs because it's not great, I guess, is one way to put it. It's just...
I mean, since people have been talking about the Delta variant, we'll always keep saying, why are we going back to school? Why can't we? I know we want to pretend the pandemic is over, but it is not. And again, like last time when we did this, I think on Monday, I did another search. I said, school COVID, see what pops up. And here's what popped up. Up first, 5,000 infected / exposed in Florida. This is a story from, I believe, like the Tampa area, saying, quote, over 5,000 students and hundreds of employees in a single Florida school district have tested positive for COVID or may have been exposed to the coronavirus. They said in a statement that 5,599 students and 316 staff members are either in isolation or quarantine. Isolation being that they were positive tests, quarantine meaning they were exposed. Right. Then you take a trip to New Orleans. 3,000 in New Orleans. More than 3,000 students and staff at New Orleans, Louisiana Public Schools are quarantining due to possible exposure to COVID-19. Hmm. They said... The district, which updates its COVID tracker, said it was tracking 299 active cases and 370 cumulative cases. A week ago, it was only 116 active cases they were looking at. Jesus. Then in Texas, one district is not, they're just saying, fuck it. They're just shutting down for 2 straight weeks. No remote learning, none of that shit. They're like, yo, nobody fucking come back here for 2 weeks. And right. Then we'll pick shit up where we left off. And they said, don't worry, we will get all the academic hours done, even though we just kicked 2 weeks in its ass. But don't even fucking bother, because shit is so bad. Hospitals are stressed and we can't just keep like doing all this stop start shit.
How are they going to help with the sewing in the spring? As we learned, the reason that the South goes back so early is because the kids need to be out to help with the, is it the harvest or the sowing? I feel like.
I don't know. My feet are charred by blacktop as a child from being a city rat kid, but I don't know. When you said sewing at first, I'm like, damn, they got to make their own clothes.
That's what I thought at first.
That's where my mind went. And I was like, right, reap. So we're seeing just really aggressive safety measures being put in place when all these places we're trying to do is like, you know, maybe have mask mandates and have ones where people can't just be like, oh, you can opt out though. You can opt out. So if you really don't want to, you know, who cares what it means? And it's just chugging along.
Yeah.
Sounds like things are going great.
Yeah. So nailing it so far.
Yeah. And with kids, man, like, you know, this is fucking them up too. And beyond just sort of the whatever they're trying to do to keep schools open, you'd like for all the talk of like, well, we need to think about our kids, putting them in harm's way isn't a good alternative either. Right. So, you know, I feel for parents. I feel for kids. Again, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, this must be a kid's fucking dream. Right. Like, yo, you don't have to go to school for like 3 months straight. But realistically, when you see all the fallout from like how like, you know, some kids are having trouble like learning at the same pace, or just the socializing that you get from being in school. This, the fucking toll adds up, but just rushing back to it isn't going to solve anything.
Right.
Yeah. I do feel bad for like the lack of consistency these kids are having when it comes to learning. I feel like school is already so hard sometimes. Yeah. And if I had to live through a pandemic and be a student, I really don't think I'd probably right. be like, that's it, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what it does. Cause you know, like, I feel like for millennials, we have a certain disdain for like academia, like as it relates to going into debt for college and then not having the same, like the upward mobility that you're promised or previous generations were promised from having a college degree, and how that's slowly turned into a lot of people being like, I don't know if I'm going to go to college. You know, like we've seen how that's sort of impacted that. I'm curious to your point, Shannon, like when you're a kid and all you know is just like weird shit of like how schools are run, and you're probably hearing from your parents like things could be better, if that creates a generation of kids who are like more aware of like how we need to be learning, or if they're just going to get burnt out by it. But I'm sure this is going to, you know, change attitudes of people like when they're in their adulthood, when they look back at their COVID school years.
Is there any examples where teachers' pay has been increased kind of commensurate with the just absurd amount of work and like burnout that they're having to put up with trying to teach through Zoom? I feel like that would be.
I mean, they, even when they go on strike, they're barely getting what they need.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if anything, they're probably going to figure out a way to be like, well, I mean, now that you're teaching from Zoom and you get to be in your own house, I mean, maybe you could just do this out of the kindness of your heart because this is your passion.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you're home. So
much more likely.
You can wear your robe all day if you want. We don't care.
Yeah. Like, don't do whatever you want.
But just no pay.
All right. Well, kind of on the same subject, businesses aren't making it easy to get the vaccine either. There's new research basically showing that wage workers are not getting the time off. They're having trouble like getting the time off to even get a shot and have the time to then recover, because you need, you know, it's by design basically knocks you down for a couple of days after you get the vaccine.
Yeah. And they, you know, this Kaiser Family Foundation was, you know, every health organization is trying to figure out how to get people vaccinated or what's stopping people, aside from misinformation and like American exceptionalism culture. But, you know, they found workers who do not get paid time off to get the shot or deal with the potential side effects, less likely to get the vaccine. They said about 2 out of 10 unvaccinated employees said if their employer gave them paid time off, they'd be more likely to get vaccinated. And they said the time off issue was one that like these sort of surveyors and clinic representatives were encountering a lot when they met vaccine hesitant people. And, you know, there were programs that were being proposed in the earlier stimulus packages that would have given employers like some subsidies to do this and give employees more time. But the administration decided to make that a voluntary program. So you can only imagine what that means. This attorney for the Center for Popular Democracy said, quote, "We have ample evidence that relying on employer voluntary policies to protect people in this pandemic is not working."
Huh?
"The Biden team has done a terrific job in vaccination work, but it seems clear we're going to hit a wall with vaccinations as a result of an inadequate federal leave policy." So that, and we're not willing to make this like a mandate that you have to give people time off to get the vaccine and to recover if they need to. Because what the fuck are we talking about here?
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like the magic bullet, though, for all vaccine hesitancy. They say, you know, because there's many, like, it's so weird to say, there's many styles of anti-vaxxer. Yeah, like, what discipline are you? Right. Are you the Facebook lonely person who's caught in an echo chamber? Are you someone with trauma you haven't resolved and this is just the venue for you to be contrarian and whatever? Or you're what they say is this seems to impact the, quote, wait and see group. And a lot of these people within the wait and see group, about a third of like anti-vaxxers that they were surveying were wait and see. They said most of those people, or not most, but many of the people in the wait and see group have just said, yo, if I could get time off, like I probably would. I think I'm just waiting for time off to get the fucking vaccine. But unfortunately, the way this, I'm being crunched by my bills and an employer that doesn't give a fuck, it's hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we're seeing with rent relief too, where they are basically putting the onus on the people seeking aid to be full-time bureaucrats. They're not making space for people to do the thing. I think it's, you know, with regards to rent relief, it's the result of, you know, the last 40 years of, you know, since Reagan came along and started talking small government and the, you know, centrist media bought into that. I think we've been kind of headed down this road, but there just aren't enough bureaucrats. We, like, everything from Ghostbusters to, like, mainstream media treats bureaucracy like it's a bad word and, like, just the height of, like, just shittiness instead of, like, a very necessary thing. So we're at a point where now if you want to get, like, aid for paying for health, if you want to get aid, like, financial aid during the pandemic, if you want to get rent relief, you have to become basically a full-time bureaucrat on top of your normal job to just...
Yeah. It feels like Nathan Fielder was helping, like, the, like, politicians in D.C. craft these, like, rent relief bills, because it feels like a bit where it's like, tell them there's rent relief, but then they're going to have to hike up a mountain 20 miles to get to a drop box to process their paperwork to hope that they will then recoup that money. Because it's a very, like, if they just did it outright and said, yo, everyone's rent is relieved, that's a huge outlay of cash. But if you said, if you know how to navigate this motherfucker, then we might not be paying that much because people fall through the cracks, like with taxes and shit.
Right.
All right. I think I have a mini pitch here, though. Maybe we could start and, like, we could design, like, a trading cards of the anti-vaxxers, right? And, like, like, make them really, like, really awesome. And all sales that we get from that could go towards helping people get time off and rent relief. I feel like those would sell, you know, Garbage Pail Kids are coming back. Yeah, like, trading cards are going to come back. So if we get, like, all the different styles of anti-vaxxers, like the, it's experimental, I'm not a lizard baby. Like, that's probably going to be the one that's, like, holographic, I think.
Yeah, you
can see them turn into lizards, actually.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I got the essential oils to QAnon pipeline lady.
Yes. I know. I'm in an acting class right now. Thankfully, it's over Zoom. And I've, like, spent, like, a month, like, almost 2 months with these people. And the anti-vaxxers have started to reveal themselves.
Wow.
Like, are they being brave? Do they think they're in a, like, were they with other like-minded people and they're letting shit slip?
I think that they think that they're with like-minded people. And then we get into these, like, big discussions. And, like, we're trying to share resources, like, in the chat. We're like, read this.
Yeah,
it's like really manic. But it's funny because people will be like, I'm not anti-vax, but, like, it's my freedom. And you're like, wait, but that's it. You're being anti-vax, basically.
Right.
Someone booked, like, a part on, like, Sean Penn's show. And they were like, oh, we want to give this to you, but it turns out you're not vax. So the person got the first shot and had to wait 3 weeks. And they were like, they better hire me in these next 3 weeks before I take the second shot because they stole my freedom. And I was like, you're sounding a lot like a anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-vax, but...
But I refuse to take a vaccine.
Yeah.
Because I'm free too.
Okay, yeah.
So are you pro-vaccination? No.
Yeah, I can't
I'm against it. So then you're anti?
No.
I'm freedom.
That's it. I'm like, okay, I think, sure, however you want to identify, let's go for it.
Yeah.
So just going back to the debt relief, the
sorry.
No, it's okay. I love the idea for these cards. I've been kind of doodling a design for one that I'll share with you all later. But Congress has appropriated a total of $46 billion to help tenants who are behind on their rent. As of June 30th, $3 billion had been distributed throughout the entire pandemic. And it's, I don't know, it reminds me of just a lot of the things we're talking about where, well, first of all, this is also a reason people are anti-vax is because the government has always made getting something from them so difficult and like a full-time job that when they were finally like, okay, this is actually a problem, so we're going to create infrastructure and like give you the shot in an organized fashion, I feel like a lot of people just didn't trust it. They were like, that doesn't sound like y'all.
Yeah.
But also...
free safety stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
But just treating people like people, like to give it, taking into account that these are people who have full-time jobs, yeah. And, like with regards to just giving them the time off necessary to get the vaccine or, you know, any of the like rent relief or eviction suspension. You know, we've talked in past weeks about Nithya treating the homeless population in LA like actual people. The policing barrier where you call, there's basically a barrier between calling 911 and the police where it's just like people trying to solve whatever your problem is, if it's not a like extreme violent emergency. Just having a barrier of humanity that is just trying to solve people's problems, like that is, I feel like that is the thing that should be a growth industry. It should be the number one thing we're trying to just apply everywhere. And
right.
it seems to be like such a novel concept to people because we're used to 40 years of just viewing everyone as like a figure on a spreadsheet that we can like get profit out of. Anyways, I think we're in good shape. We're to figure this out.
Damn, yeah. Sorry, I just fell silent
because
I
was so like simple.
Experiencing the ultimate bummer of like, man, we see the possible solutions and yet.
Yeah.
Just
costs money and create a bunch of jobs. But again, like look at Afghanistan, and we were talking on yesterday's episode about like the trillions of dollars that they put into that. If they had just given that money to the people or put it into like building out a humane infrastructure, that would have done amazing things. But instead,
yeah, or just to not have the reluctance to spend money on people, whereas trillions of dollars in defense or offense spending is just like an afterthought. Like, oh yeah, for sure, whatever you need. Wait, hold up. You want no, man. Teachers need to buy their own fucking supplies, dude. Don't miss me with that weird shit.
No free handouts.
That's yeah, like, so weird.
We just have this fucked up disconnect when it comes to what it means to actually fund things that for the benefit of people versus the military industrial complex.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a teacher, and they actually took some highlighters from the school that they didn't purchase themselves, and they were like, "Oh yeah, I took them home," and then I experienced like so much anxiety that I was going to get accused of stealing these highlighters and I was going to get fired. And I was like, damn, like this is what teachers have to worry about.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And, you know, the Afghanistan story has really given a new opportunity for the xenophobes on Fox News and on the right to just really unite and start getting people afeared of what's coming.
Because Fox News people aren't real foreign policy fans, so you can't really get into criticizing the war or things like that. So you just got to go, racism. So let's turn the xenophobia up to 1 million. Tucker Carlson has been very concerned about America, especially after those census results came out that said white people have shrunk for the first time since politicians wore wigs in this country. And he's been in red alert mode. And now with the talk of bringing Afghan refugees in at a bare minimum for how much of a fucking mess the West has made there, especially the United States, he is screaming about how liberals are just gonna flood your neighborhoods. That's what's gonna happen. And you'll see. And he goes on to say, again, he's very, very intelligent, and he uses history constantly to show people why his takes are valid. So let's just check in with him about bringing in refugees.
So we're getting it. And if history is any guide, and it's always a guide, we will see many refugees from Afghanistan resettle in our country in coming months, probably in your neighborhood. And over the next decade, that number may swell to the millions. So first we invade, and then we're invaded. It is always the same.
Invaded. Oh. I mean, let's use history as a guide with regards to your ideology and treating people from other countries as an invasive species of, you know, pestilence. 'Cause that's what the Nazis did, bro.
Yeah. And also, I mean, but he's so close, right? Because what he's almost articulated was how fucked up imperialistic American foreign policy creates refugees that we then have to welcome. Because like, sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We know. Yeah. We did a number over there. But instead, it just turns into this like very fucking 10,000 foot view of like, and then they made a, then they have to come here. Let's also check in with Charlie Kirk, who has now basically said that this is actually by design by the Democrats to change the body politic.
Joe Biden let it fall apart to now say, oh, I'm so sorry. I guarantee you Joe Biden's speech this afternoon will talk about refugee assistance and relocation support. Now, Joe Biden's going to be scrambling to make good on it, and the liberal media will love it. They'll say, oh, yes, okay, now I get it. Joe Biden is now fixing his own problem. Joe Biden is stepping up, and he's allowing a flow of people from the Middle East into America. Thank you, Joe Biden. You're such a hero. You're so benevolent. You're so respectful. You're so compassionate. Do you see what's going on here?
You see what's going on here?
What's going on here is Joe Biden wants a couple hundred thousand more Ilhan Omars to come into America to change the body politic permanently.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. So that's their version is refugees means more votes and just changing the look of America.
Which party started that war? That talking about?
Jack, come on now. Stop. Get your head out of the books. get your head out of the newspapers and stick with us in our hot take machine. Because we'll get to that. Because I just also, but unfortunately, or fortunately, the prize in this fucked up award show goes to Sean Hannity, who somehow seamlessly blended Islamophobia, xenophobia, and an ad integration.
All right, 800-941-SEAN is a number. You want to be a part of the program. Listen, there is a stampede, not only out of Afghanistan, but a stampede away from high prices, overpriced service from the big carriers like Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. The average family making the switch to Pure Talk. They offer the exact same coverage.
Oh, my God. The fucking gall of these fucking people. You're going to use... I mean... People, a show like ours would joke about something like that, but he really just did that without even thinking. Yeah, there's a stampede now in Afghanistan. I mean, they're going to Kohl's for these back to school savings. Like, so yeah, Jack, you know, you would think that they would maybe talk about this because there's plenty of shit to be critical of. There's plenty, but I think part of it is you have to ignore the fact that it's Bush, their boy Bush, too, kicked this whole shit off. And they're not even cherry picking shit about Obama or Biden. You know, they're Democrats who had their hands in this shit, too. And even the people who voted for this shit. But that also includes their people. So it's a little bit of a weird place for them. And I also just think because on some level, the outrage that you would see as like a human being seeing just like the pain and suffering of Afghan people. I think that would cause Fox to have to humanize these people in order to create some outrage in their audience. So they're just going to avoid that completely. They're not going to point to, like, look at these people. They've been left with... And if they do, it's just going to be some shit about, like, Sharia law, which already we're seeing, you know, the takeover headlines. So,
yeah. Stampede, another kind of term that's usually used to, you know, talk about animals, basically.
Right. I mean, anything that would humanize these people, it's, again, like, there's a level of... you have to have a skill to be selectively humanize people to be able to go along with a lot of the rhetoric. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There they are.
The Tucker Carlson video, his sort of over the shoulder had pictures of, you know, from the airport in Kabul looking like, but like distant shots. So the people looked like, you know, ants, basically.
Like specks on the screen. Yeah.
So, you know, they're very skilled at what they do. It just happens to be racist and
skilled racist. Yeah.
They're very skilled racists. All right. Just real quick. We do like to check in with Google to put us all in a good mood because their motto is do no evil. And so the work from home movement that has kind of been forced upon employers over the past year and a half has actually been a boon. Work for hire has been shown to be more efficient for employers that are paying less rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so Google has taken those two inputs and decided to cut people's pay.
Yeah.
Somehow. Hey,
why not? Look, like Shannon was saying when she was pitching the teachers on Zoom learning, it's like, look, y'all are home. What's the problem? You don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
But it's not just them. Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, they've all offered less pay for employees based in locations where it's more inexpensive to live. But like, you know, they're kind of being like, well, you know, like if you're there, like you don't really need all that kind of money, like relative to the cost of living. Then some other companies have said it doesn't matter no matter what, like Zillow or Reddit. But a Google spokesperson said, quote, our compensation packages have always been determined by location. And we always pay at the top of the local market based on where an employee works from. Our new work location tool. That's how they're describing this fucking algorithm to fuck you out of your money. Was developed to help employees make informed decisions about which city or state they work from and any impact on compensation if they choose to relocate or work remotely. And again, it makes no sense. If you're able to pay the wages before the pandemic, it's clear that you're not in some fucking financial death spiral. So what is the logic exactly of cutting pay aside from it just looking like you're trying to coerce people to go back into the office?
Yeah, there is no logic other than they're demons and they're going to try to make those cuts wherever they can because they're greedy and they want that money for themselves. And there's this like idea that I really, really loathe, where people think that everyone who chooses to work from home is just like sitting on their couch, relaxing, and absolutely chose that because, you know, that's the most fun option for them. Yeah. And you're totally dismissing that some people are working from home because they don't feel safe going to an office. Hello, offices are not safe. They're really nasty. And I don't trust any of the filtration systems that these offices have. Also, like, we're talking about people who are disabled, people who can't do commutes. There's so many big factors that lead someone to choose to work from home. And then we're completely not even talking about the fact that it's not that fucking relaxing to work from home. I'm sorry. No, I actually think it sucks to have to constantly sit up my stupid laptop and like find a spot, especially if you're working with people that you have to see on camera and they're like, hey, oh my God, is that your kitchen in the background? It's messy. Like, and then you're in your space. You're like bringing that work energy into your home.
Yeah.
And like, it's so hard to detach where it's like, you used to be like, okay, fuck this place. I hope it explodes as I walk away. And now you're like, fuck, this is my home. I hope it doesn't explode with all this like, negative energy.
Fuck this place?
Fuck me? I'm the office? The office is in my heart now?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Jesus. So I just think it's like, people are working really hard, even if they're from home. Just pay people what they're worth.
Yeah. Which is probably more than what you're paying them now anyway, if you're going to be real about how much, you know, you're extracting from their labor. But fuck, like, they don't even have a really good, they don't even have a, like, a reasonable explanation for how this makes sense.
Yeah.
Aside from just like, we've created a
helpful tool. That's all.
No,
that
man.
Tells us to pay y'all less.
With our new fuck around and find out wage calculator. Yeah. It's like, okay, wow, aggressive naming convention.
It's like, sure, if I guess like suddenly the job is like half the amount of time and effort, maybe I'd take a pay cut. But if I'm doing the same exact amount of work, I don't care if I'm doing it from a fucking water park. Like, pay me.
Right.
That does sound like an awesome idea, though.
Yeah. So,
could you imagine taking a call?
Solo water park.
Taking a call on a fucking, like a Zoom call, and you're like, yo, what's up? I'm in the fucking inner tubes right now. Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Yeah, let me see that proof real quick of the logo. Yeah. Let's swap the colors. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. All right. I gotta go.
Yeah. It sounds fun, but you're going to be working on that slide, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like really harsh is the vibe. What people forget is that I think we've all been guilty of being like, I'm going to take a day off and still kind of work on my vacay mode. And then your vacay mode dissipates. It's gone. Yeah. You're just working, bitch.
We have, it's hard because to go full dark mode on them, that takes a lot of discipline because I'm sure many of us growing up and working in the, you know, the ways of American companies, we've had it implanted in us as like, nah, man, you got to prove that you're valuable, like you're an asset or else like it'll all go away. Like you have to keep contributing to the point that, even when you're like, I'm going to be on break or whatever, it's hard to truly be like, I'm fucking throwing away. I'm like actually going to just like disable my email app so nothing can penetrate like my time of personal time. Because we always just, I have that habit too. I'm like, well, let me just check all this other shit that has to do with work. Like in between.
Yeah.
You're just trying to relax and shit.
Because they make you feel super replaceable. They hang that threat over your head at all times, letting you know if you don't stay on email 24/7 and I can reach you, then there's definitely some peasant someplace else that'll take your paycheck and let me abuse them.
Right.
And it's like, there probably is. But I'm going to work really hard to set some fucking boundaries so I have a sliver of a chance of having an endorphin at some point in my life.
endorphin. Yeah.
Just one.
Just one endorphin.
Just hit me with one.
Yeah.
All right, money bags. Hanging out alone and having a whole ass endorphin? Okay.
I want a whole ass endorphin shaped like an actual ass. Like, I don't know what endorphins are shaped like, but
that's what they should be. We need to talk to the people who write medical textbooks immediately.
Yeah, I just want that beautiful figure 1A and it's just a butt. This is your endorphins. And I'm like, yes.
Let's talk Lady Gaga real quick. As promised, we have to get to this story because you know, when this first went down, when you know her dog walker was shot while he was walking her dogs, put in the hospital, you know, was fighting for his life in critical condition, You know, we initially were like, it's weird because she is offering a $500,000 reward for the return of the dogs, no questions asked, which seemed kind of dismissive of the fact that this person had been like, there was an attempted murder that had happened.
Yep.
And then he was spotted in mid-May back walking her dogs during daytime hours. But then a week later had to step away because he was just like, I can't, like, I'm no longer in the right headspace to take care of dogs. Obviously, someone who takes their dog walking business very seriously. And now he has been on sort of a mental health sabbatical, driving around the country in an RV, trying to heal, and, you know, been very open about his struggles with mental health since the shooting. And he's run out of money. He's asking for $40,000 on GoFundMe to help him cover the expenses as he tries to, you know, drive around and get his shit back together. All of these things taken together make me wonder if Lady Gaga shouldn't be taking care of this person a little bit more financially, like taking care of whatever his RV bills are as he tries to, you know, get over the very serious PTSD that would come from getting shot multiple times and robbed.
Well, did he have dog walkers insurance, Jack?
Right.
That's my first question. Because yeah. If he did, that's who should be paying for these, not Lady Gaga. I mean, are we serious? I don't know. I mean,
yeah. Another point is like, why didn't he try to shoot the shooters before they shot him?
Yes.
Think about it. Like, I would have never let someone walk my dog unless they were also, like, you know,
armed
and ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fucked up. $40,000. He's saying, I've ran out of money. I've been recovering from being shot. I've had part of my lung removed because of the incident. Help? I mean, fuck. I mean, I'm sure if you're the Fox News take would be like, do you have to pay for your gardener if they injure themselves while working on your house? No, you don't. And you wouldn't expect to pay for that. But this is a scenario in which this woman's high profile or the dogs that she's walking made this person a target. And you have the fucking means to actually help this person. So it's a little bit different than maybe most situations. And you're not?
Yeah.
I know that she, like, it was reported that she paid for his medical bills initially. So did we get confirmation that ended up not happening? Or did she just pay, like, the first wave of medical bills? This is the thing, you know what? I feel like we don't know the whole story.
Sure.
And this person is on Instagram, and they're asking for $40,000 through a GoFundMe. They've got a trailer video that they edited to look stylized about their accident. And the
kind
video
of
is
aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah, it starts with a loud gunshot, which I haven't been shot, and I was like, ooh, triggered.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't love it. So it's very a weird choice, but you heal the way you heal. That's not my place to say. I just feel like this might be a case of she helped him pay some of it, and he might be like one of us. Like, we were just talking about how we don't like asking people to watch our cats.
Yeah,
he might not
true.
Feel comfortable asking her for any more
Entirely
money.
Entirely fair.
Yeah.
And he might also just be like, this is, you know, I've gotten some followers off of this. These people have shown me that they care about my recovery. Let me like experiment with leaning on the public instead of being uncomfortable asking, you know, my friend who's a pop star. I don't know.
I want to love Lady Gaga. I want this to be just a like, oh, she didn't know. He didn't feel comfortable asking. But I would say at this point, like it. Now that it's probably crossing her radar, like, hook this dude up. Like, this dude needs help.
Because it's different than, like, when Kylie Jenner shared her employees' GoFundMe and was like, hey, y'all, donate to my employees' GoFundMe.
Exactly.
It's like, bitch, you do that. If Lady Gaga was posting this GoFundMe link, I would have a way different opinion about the story. But
sure.
I'm like, she might, like, I don't know where their communication is at. I don't know what they've discussed. And
She's actually smart. She's like, I'm not going to say shit. That way people think, you know what I mean? That I don't know what's going on. I know what's going on. I'm just not helping his ass. But it seems like a $40,000. You got that somewhere.
I mean,
you got that somewhere, Lady Gaga.
Her net worth is reportedly $320 million. So
Okay, so I mean, never mind. She doesn't have it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not actually that great.
How much her outfits cost? Like, you need to chill. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. All right, my bad. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If it came between me keeping my friend alive or me being well-dressed, I'm going to choose well-dressed every time.
Right, because you can't wear your friend to an event.
Right.
Oh, that's... wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, idea. I
mean... Actually, that's a good way to survive.
Yeah, wear Lady Gaga had that meat dress. I mean, you know.
These are all my dog walkers.
Who are you wearing? All my dog walkers.
It's a group, actually. A group of designers. No, a group of... Never mind. Yeah, you'll read about it later.
Shannon, as always, such a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Where can people find you and follow you?
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram. My last name is Coffey. It's Coffey, and that's my username there. Apparently, even if you go directly to the link, it's hard to find me. But yes, the profile photo is of the Crypt Keeper because I think he's hot. So that is me. And you can watch my show, Camp Confessions, there, as you mentioned earlier. And then if you want to find me on Twitter, just add an S to that. So it's Coffees on Twitter.
There you go.
All right.
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yes. So actually, my friend Courtney Soliday, who's on Twitter, is so funny. And I'm not pulling up one of her tweets, but she also just, if I'm away from Twitter for too long, she keeps me in the loop. And for that, I love her so much. But she sent me this tweet by, I'm looking it up, Marg Bar America. And they've retweeted the story about Jake Gyllenhaal saying that he doesn't shower often. Mm-hmm. And their tweet says, okay, I now buy the conspiracy theory that celebrities are volunteering this information in anticipation of water rationing as climate change destroys the planet. And I just love that conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came up the other day too.
Was that on the show? Did we talk about that? Or?
I don't know, but yeah, I don't know.
Anna chipped in with that after we were recording.
Yeah, but it feels like, but the most low energy scam.
Yeah, it's just like, let's get hot rich people to be like, my pits are stinky. And I'm like, yeah, you got me. Jake Gyllenhaal says his ass is dirty. I'm still down, and I'll skip a shower if he needs me to hang out. Like, I'll do whatever he wants.
Right.
And if it's helping the planet, sure. No, I'm joking. Please don't add me to the stinky list of people.
Okay. Stinky list of stinky people.
Stinky list stinky of celebs. Celebs. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting because I was kind of like, oh, yeah, seems like these people are just rich in their AC homes and that's why they're not showering because they're not sweating.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like when you don't work, you don't have to, you know.
They're like, oh, yeah, in the summer, I can't keep it like above 66.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Like, yeah, because right. you know, like it's summer, like you want to like feel cozy, like in a hoodie, you know.
Yeah.
It's like 66.
I was wondering if this was sort of their indirect way. Like, because the Imagine video got a backlash, they're like, well, how do we help people? Ah, we model behavior that will help them conserve water.
The sad version of if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Exactly.
Like, hey, no cool person showering. I mean, please. Please.
No, Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You find me Twitter, Instagram at Miles of Gray. And if you like 90 Day Fiance, check out the other show, 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra and I. That's on twitch.tv/420 Day Fiance, also a podcast. But the tweets that I like, first one is from @DLICJ tweeted, garbage day tomorrow, last day with my garbage. Another one is from Corey T. Johnson tweeting, girl asking you on a date. I was thinking wine at sunset, smiley face. Whatever day works for you, heart emoji. Guy asking you on a date. Want to meet at a dark bar, like right now? Very real. And the last one is from Luke Taylor, @LukeTaylorGo. Tweeted, one time when I was 12, a Geek Squad guy came to my house and the computer was so fucked up from porn. He took me aside when my parents were upstairs and was like, hey, man. You can't keep doing this. I'm not going to tell them, but you have to find a better way.
Oh, no. Aww. I love that heart-to-heart.
I know. That's really
a better
sweet.
Way. A better way. You don't got to live like this, young man.
Honestly, find that employee and let them run the government.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows when to let one slide?
Let's see. One of my favorite just memes on Twitter is, has had a couple good ones lately. At It Penguin tweeted, youth pastor voice, do you know who else had his fall plans canceled? And another one is from Not Brendan at Crocodile Thumbs, youth pastor voice, I'll tell you about another J you and your friends can pass around. Find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode. We also link off to where you can buy tickets for the streaming live show coming up next week. And we also link off to a song that we think you'll enjoy. Miles, what song are we linking off to?
This is a track from Pa Salut, but remixed by Yusuf Days. Yusuf Days is one of my favorite drummers, like new jazz drummers, and did a remix of this Pa Salut song called Frontline. And it's just, you think the drums are edited in there, maybe programmed in a DAW, a digital audio workspace, but no. These are live drums, even though they sound a little bit like got that drum and bass jungle feel. And it's just got good energy. It made me feel like if I lift weights more diligently, I would lift weights to this song or run to this song. But instead, I think about it. So think about it too and nod your head to this track. Frontline, Yusuf Days remix.
All right. Go check that shit out. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning, but we are back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. And hey, we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.